Listen to music and podcasts from CGSF 90.1 FM with our radio app. It's on-the-go listening made easy. You can tune into all our music, spoken word, and multicultural shows using your device. Our app lets you set reminders so you'll never miss your favorite show again. Stay connected to CGSF 90.1 FM through our community radio app. Download the app from the Apple Store or get it on Google Play.
What is the big deal? We haven't spoken since I crossed the border.
Welcome back. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. I'm your co-host, Corey.
And I'm your other co-host, Stella.
And you just heard the last one, which,
Okay, yeah, I can try. I'll give it a shot. Okay, it was, Nushu was the band, and then the name of the song was in French, because they're Montreal-based. Mm-hmm. Approvateur Fort K.
Ooh!
That sounded a bit Russian, actually, yeah, but, you know, we got some sort of accent in there.
Yeah. That one was actually a type of genre called math art punk, which very interesting. We've never heard about it, so we actually just searched it up now.
Yeah, we're and like, so, what is yeah, math rock? That's an intriguing
yeah.
name.
But it is a quote-unquote style of rock music characterized by complex rhythmic and instrumental patterns, a.k.a. it's really hard to play and really hard to compose. Mm-hmm. So props to these guys.
Yeah.
Big props.
And if you heard that, like, just that past song, you cannot even really predict yeah. what they're going to do next, because yeah, there would just be silence, and then they start another rhythm and then another melody, and it was...
It's crazy.
It's interesting to listen to, for sure, like the variety.
You have to be very talented to pull those things off. Yeah, and then the other songs as well.
Yeah, we got a list for you guys.
Yeah, we got the other list. We have Do You by Maple Glider, and then before that, you heard Fortune by Y-Oak from their album Every Day Like the Last. And then the one very, very, very before was...
Yeah. Way back, if you guys even remember.
We were getting talking too much, so we just played a bunch of songs straight away. But you heard Danny by Katie Tupper. And I love Katie Tupper so much. She's Canadian. She is female, and she's from Saskatchewan. So,
ooh, Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, too,
yeah.
No less.
Saskatoon. So, yeah, props to her. Yeah, we were just talking about what kind of music we wanted to make in an ideal world. So
we were just talking about that.
We wanted to share thoughts.
Like, if ideal world, as in we have all the skills, knowledge, and equipment we need. Because right now, I would say I have no musical skill. Like, no resources, like, no equipment, so yep. Ideal world.
What was yours?
I was thinking being a DJ would be pretty cool. Like, I feel like that's a very basic answer, but just,
I
like,
see you, I see.
Being able to, you know, like, mash things up together and kind of, like, create songs out of things that are familiar, but then, like, create something new out of it.
And then the crowd's cheering. They're like, DJ Stella!
Yeah, and just, like, having your headphones on and then, like, twisting a knob. That's, like, that's so cool.
What would your DJ name be? I'm going to put you on the spot again.
My DJ name? I feel like maybe something to do with, like, a star. Because Stella means star in, like, Latin and Italian. So I could do a little, like, DJ star.
Not Sugar Fungus?
Kind of cool.
Not Sugar Fungus?
Sugar Fungus. That would be sick as well, but I feel like there's some, you know, they
Resonance
have
with
like some ownership over that name.
Yeah, they've already taken that band has already taken it. So
how about you, Corey? What's your
my thing?
Ideal musical world?
I think
genre?
I have to put a little more thought into it, but my initial thought was being in like an all female 80s rock band, like playing bass guitar.
That would be sick. Bass guitar. Oh God, sorry guys, that was my chair squeaking. That was nothing else. Do not worry. Bass guitar would be really sick, but I think it's quite an underappreciated instrument. I don't know if it'd be like in the 80s if they're gonna be like, yes, Corey on the bass. Like,
no, they're gonna go for the lead singer for sure, but I feel like it's just like they're always on stage, they're right behind the main singer, and there's that like cool riff part, you know, like they get a solo. But yeah, I think, yeah, female rock band, probably like Joan Jett, but before Joan Jett and the Blackheart, so it'd be Joan Jett in the Runaways, which was an all female band, so I think that's where I see myself.
Yeah, you just fit in there. Like, hey guys, little time travel.
Hey, bring me back. Bring me in.
Yeah, but also just being like an expert in any one instrument would be so cool.
Yeah.
Like I don't want to say like even the piano, but like the piano would be really, really cool to like know. Have you played piano?
I still play piano.
You play piano.
I'm not
you do.
Crazy good. Like I played piano just for a while, but I wouldn't say I'm like, like Asian prodigy 10-year-old. Like I'm telling you, like I go to piano recitals and there's an 8-year-old playing God knows what, probably like fantasy improv too, and they'll be 8 years old.
Yeah.
So
I used to play piano as well. That's why I know how to play Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. Mm. Not trying to brag or anything, but the first, I had one piano recital, and like I went up and I put my like little sheet music on the thing, and mm-hmm. it fell on the ground and like slipped away from me.
No.
And then after that, I blacked out. Like I was like,
you were like, no,
I can't deal with this pressure. And everyone was going, like the person before me was going crazy on the keys, and I was like,
yeah, it's so embarrassing.
Humiliating.
It's so embarrassing, especially when everyone else is really. They seem so prepared and professional and good, and they're like 10 years old, and it's like, oh.
Have you ever played piano at any like the SFU pianos?
I have, actually.
You have?
I actually
those
have.
People are blessings to the world,
crazy.
I would say.
I only play when it's usually later at night, like 6, 7, when no one's on campus, and piano is kind of far away, so I just, like, practice a little bit, but most of the keys usually don't work on the piano.
Yeah, I've noticed that as well.
It's so hard to actually play a complete song when half the keys are broken, but, you know, music is music. It's working.
You're working with what's there.
So... yeah, but yeah, there's some people I hear on campus that are just amazing pianists. Like,
amazing. I like even today I was in the AQ just like chilling outside in the sun, and then this guy was going crazy on the piano. I was just like closing my eyes, enjoying the afternoon.
Ooh.
He was playing like La La Land like soundtracks and like all this stuff. Like transitioning in between the songs were perfect too. So if you're listening to this, I want to come up to him and be like, you made my day. But I was like, that might be a little weird. He's also playing piano right now.
Yeah, just tap him on the shoulder and be like, hey, great job.
Yeah.
Good job, man.
But yeah, no, people who play... Oh, by the way, for anyone who doesn't go to SFU, there's just like pianos in some areas, like in the AQ, which is like academic quadrangle, but it's like outside area. And then where
looks
else?
Looks over the
like,
mountains, though. It's really
nice. Yeah, it's beautiful. That's the best spot, I would say.
There's another one by the business center as well. No one really goes there, but they've actually recently moved it. I just walked from here, from the business center, and it was not there. So either someone stole the entire piano.
Oh, no.
Or
now, those are the villains of this society.
Who knows?
The heroes are the people who play the villains and take
get
those pianos away. Or maybe they're just trying to repair it if there's no
true.
Keys work.
Actually, probably that. But
okay. It's not so black and white. Sorry, guys.
Black and white. Nice
keys.
One.
Okay.
Nice one.
I'd say that's one of my worst ones, but thank you. I appreciate it.
Unintentional dad joke.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Anyways, the next song,
Oh, yes, we're running out of time.
We're running out of time. So I do want to play this song because I saw this DJ this weekend here in Vancouver.
Mm.
His name is Days God.
Ooh.
And he was really good. He's actually inspired by a video game soundtrack, so that's why his music sounds so like eccentric
and
vibrant.
He got like that Mario like.
He has some little like sparkly like effects and stuff.
Ooh.
That's very very, you know, like old older kind of electronic.
Right.
Like, yeah, a little like Mario.
Ooh.
Maybe.
Okay, I'm excited to hear it.
Yeah, so that was fun, and I guess we can just.
I think we're going to end it. Is this the end? I think this might be.
This is... There's like two more songs for you.
Two more songs, but I think this is the end of us talking, so...
We're just going to
cut
it off.
Yeah, cut us off. But thank you so much for listening, and we're really glad you tuned in. Just to remind you again, I'm your co-host, Corey.
And I'm your other co-host, Stella.
And this was the end of our fifth open mic. And hopefully we'll be running our own show soon.
Yeah, guys, keep tuning in. We'll be coming. There's going to be more information coming for you guys.
So, thank you again. And hope you enjoyed this last song.
Yeah, thank you so much. Oh, and one more thing. Revolution Rock is coming on after us. We just want you guys to keep listening because, their show is awesome.
Rock to Revolution. So.
Yeah. Okay, anyways. Days God, Just to See You. Please enjoy. Thank you, guys.
Bye.
Goodbye. Thank you.
Turn your brain on.